past Tuesday, we had our first big night of basketball coverage on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com. Let's listen to the highlights. Our first stop is on Eagle Lane, where Pella Christian took on the EBF Rockets live on 92.1 KRLS with Tyler Crabb.
Molly Schaefer on the left wing to Ava Eastlick. Pass up top, and Addie Van Arendonk is there, taking it away. Turnover for the Rockets, and it's an easy two for Addie Van Arendonk. And just like that, 4-0 Pella Christian, 6:37 to go in the first quarter. Rockets trying to go inside. It's another turnover forced by the Eagles. And Rachel Kekmarinski is going to go all the way to the basket and lay it in. Cross court to Bryn Runner. Top of the key for Chloe Snyder. Back to Faith Kekmarinski. Open look at a three from the wing. In and out, but no. But right there, Addie Van Arendonk lays it in for the easy two. Eagles lead back to double digits, 35-25. 1:20 to go in quarter number three. And Gilbert Flagle with a steal on the ensuing Rockets possession. And he'll throw it down! And it's going to be Bechtel with the basketball to Holmahan underneath. He goes down low, and it's another turnover. This one by Landon Fransman. He'll go up and throw it down.
Final scores, girls game, EBF 40, Pella Christian 37. And the boys, Pella Christian 78, EBF 33. Staying in the Tulip City, it was Pella hosting North Polk in a girls-only contest live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2, with Andrew Schneider.
Dribble drive, shoots it back out to Thompson, takes a three-point shot, and that's it. Don't see that every day from Maggie, but she was open, and she took her look and knocked it down. Pella trying to do the same. Cameron Long, what a dish and a dime! A couple of wayward shots there by Harmon, and now Parks, what a move!
Wow.
In the lane, and she just drove by the defender. It gets the hoop in the
nice
arm.
Nice little scoop shot from the waist.
Woo! Cameron Long on the runner is in.
Nice
4 points in a row for the Dutch.
There you go. Nice little left hand pulled up under control. Good job there.
Here's Wogan. A couple of passes weaving at the top. Long. Through the defense. Weaves past two defenders for the finish. Double figures for Cameron Long.
She is a finisher like no tomorrow. That is really well done.
Final score, North Polk 71, Pella 49. Heading a little west and north, we come to Van Meter as Knoxville girls were taking on the Bulldogs live on 95.3 KNIA. Duncan on the baseline, wraps a pass over to Ayla Williams to HD. Give it go. She did it. Give Ayla Williams the assist and HD the two. That was a very good play. HD will launch a three. It's a splashdown. HD three. That is her first of the season. Nice to see those go down. We hope we'll see a lot of them go down her senior year. Here is Prevo with the ball. Prevo lines it up and scores. Good job there by Einsland. Prevo, very aggressive take, and she gets rewarded with 2 points. Addie Williams goes to Addie Duncan. Duncan across the timeline, fires a pass to Cardi, lays it up, good! Give Addie Duncan the assist, and Peyton Kearney a two. Final score, Van Meter 54, Knoxville 18. Heading back south, we listen to Indianola and Waukee live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner.
Wilmot has it top of the key. Derek Wilmot hands it off to Blake. Blake, pull up three is up, knocks it down. George Blake with the triple. Into the corner to Walt, look back up top. Blake swings it around. Wilmot for three, hits. Derek Wilmot with the triple for his first points. And Indianola tries to get back in and trailing 27-13. Schmabra dribbles into the lane, has it ripped away by Roach. A one-on-one down the floor to Walt, swats it away. It'll remain with Blocky, but great hustle by the Indianola senior captain. Burkett gets it over right wing into the hands for Vandis. Cross-court pass stolen away by Schulte. Schulte will have a one-on-none layup up and in. Heads-up play from the sophomore guard. Played a lot of cornerback this year for Indianola football and snipes that one to get the interception.
Final scores in the girls, Waukee 58, Indianola 38, and in the boys, Waukee 72, Indianola 45. Another stop on our tour of highlights is Norwalk and Ballard live on KNIAKRLS.com, KNIA 3 with Mike Effner.
Behind the back dribble, cut off at the free throw line, kicks it over left wing, Birmingham, three-pointer up and good. Bailey's got 7 points and it's 15-4. Overholzer reverses it to Thomas. Now back to Braylon Birmingham, three-point for Braylon Birmingham is good. Now they kick it out to Linder for three, and it's banked in off the glass and good. Grace Linder with a three-pointer. Bailey Birmingham in the corner lines up a three. It's an air ball, but Carlson's got the board and good. Thomas comes up with it. Braylon Birmingham the three. Yeah. Nothing but court for Braylon Birmingham. She's hit three of them from that spot. She's got 21. Now a three by Sigrist. There's another bank on this end of the floor. We saw it a couple times in the girls' game. Now a three-pointer is banked in by Grady Sigrist. He's got six. Gets it to the short corner. Now kicks it back out to Pelzer for three. It's good. So Audrick Pelzer had a driving bucket. Now a three. Norwalk with their biggest lead at 27-24. Now three-pointer on the way by Foltz is good. How about this? A little bit of run for the Warriors.
Final scores and girls, Norwalk 69, Ballard 34, and boys, Ballard 51, Norwalk 49. Our final stop is Newton and Grinnell live on KIAKBLS.com, KBLS 3 with Randy Van.
Dumped back to the iron, White though gets the rebound, puts it up and in. A rebound and a basket for Torrey White, the junior. She now has 5 points, 5 of the 11 for Newton, 11-5. Karkov on top of the tank. Rebound, Karkov has it. He'll reach out to Main. Dickerson's up court, and it'll be Dickerson for the layup. Good. Haley Dickerson puts it up and in. 28-24. Newton on top. White open down court. White gets the pass, fakes the shot, and puts it up off the glass and in. Torrey White back to back. And it's a 6-point lead with 2:30 left. 32-26. Newton over Grinnell. And it's stolen away, coming from behind, Kate Klein. Right side spin move down the back, up, layup good. Little spin move in the lane. Thought he was going to the right side. No, he went to the left side of the basket on the spin. And it's 5-0, Newton over Grinnell.
Final scores, girls, Newton 34, Grinnell 29, and the boys, Newton 49, Grinnell 31. Highlights from our first big night of high school basketball on KIA Cabrales and KIAKBLS.com.